Okay, moving on with the Center for Military History interviews. Number 419 is George Amon. He was the facilities manager. He was inside the maintenance buildings in the same location there where Daryl Stafford and Darius and Donald Carter were. But he was inside the building. He saw the event through his window. George Amon's account is also clearly North Side when you read the Center for Military History interview, the way he describes it so close. In fact, it was so close to him, he thought he could see the people in the windows. Now, does this discredit him? Does this make you think, oh, there's no way he could be an honest person? Well, you know, deduction and embellishment is a typical eyewitness tendency for innocent eyewitnesses. So the fact that this plane was so close and this was such a shocking event, it doesn't surprise me at all that he would think he saw people in the windows. The place that he saw the plane corroborates everyone else. In the Center for Military History interview, he describes it as turning and gliding and pretty much directly over the facilities, the maintenance buildings there. In the parking lot. So I was able to figure out who he was and from the other guys and get his phone number and talk to him on the phone to confirm his account. And of course, it is now 100% confirmed he is a North Side witness. So take a listen to what George Amon had to say.
George Amon?
Speaking.
Hi, George. My name is Craig Ranke. I'm an independent journalist. I was over at Arlington National Cemetery today speaking with a few of your colleagues, your ex-colleagues over there. We've been talking to people, George, who saw the plane on 9/11. We've been documenting basically what everybody saw on that day. And I came across your interview with the Center for Military History. You saw the plane on 9/11, right?
That's correct, sir.
Going through your Center for Military History interview, it sounds like that you were actually inside your office at the time. Is that right?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, well, why don't you just kind of give me a rundown of your experience?
Yeah, well, I was in my office, and I heard this loud rushing noise, of course. We had heard on the radio that a plane might be coming, you know, or to crash into the White House. So anyway, I heard this loud noise, and I looked out my window, my office window. One window faces towards Columbia Pike, and the other window faces out towards the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I guess you were there. You know how the proximity of the office building or the maintenance building to the Pentagon.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, I heard this loud rushing noise, man. I'm looking up in the air, and I see this plane just coming right at us. I thought, holy mackerel, they're going to smash right into our building. And it went, you know, right over the parking lot.
The parking lot of what?
The parking lot right there by the maintenance complex.
Oh, okay, of Arlington Cemetery in front of the maintenance buildings, the parking lot.
Yeah.
So you're saying it was directly over the top of that?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, did you see it approach before that? Like, did you see it approach perhaps before the Navy Annex?
Oh, yeah. Well, right at about the Navy Annex is when the noise was getting so loud, and I was looking, and it came right over the top of the Navy Annex.
Right over the top of it?
Yeah, directly right over it, and it came and made its approach that way. Like I say, I thought it was going to smash into our building right there.
Okay, so it looked like it was headed towards the maintenance buildings there then.
Right, right.
Do you remember the color of the plane?
No. No, hell no.
Right.
By the time I seen it, I focused in on it coming in. I said, holy Christ, it's going to hit us, and it went right over the parking lot, and then blammo into the...
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You know where the Citgo gas station is, right?
Yeah.
Did it look like it was to the north or the south of the Citgo gas station?
It was right in between the Citgo gas station and the maintenance complex.
Okay, so the north of the gas station.
The parking lot there.
Yeah, that's exactly what all the other guys said, so...
Yeah.
Did you happen to see any other planes?
After it already hit the Pentagon, because I rounded up all my guys, and we headed up on top of the highest point, the cemetery there, up by Section 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was like those jets, Air Force, were, those, I can't remember exactly what they're called. But
the F-16s you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Jets, yeah.
So you didn't see any other planes than that, though? Any other commercial jets or cargo planes or anything?
Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
All right, then. So you were the facilities manager, is that right?
That is correct, sir.